super fast, out of control, takes place initially in Marvin's backyard. Marvin is the main character. He is in grade 3. This is a fictional story. The book was written by Lewis Sachar in 2000. Lewis Sachar lives in Austin, Texas. His wife, Carla, is the bike rider of the family. Lewis rides with her, but has a hard time keeping up. He has written many books, including the Marvin Redpoe series, The Boy Who Lost His Face, Dogs Don't Tell Jokes, Holes, Stanley Yelnats, There's a Boy in the Girl's Bathroom. Marvin is pessimistic and lacks confidence in himself. Lizzie is Marvin's sister. She is outspoken, honest, and challenging. Stuart, a friend, sets up Marvin for a biking challenge. Marvin didn't agree to, but feels pressured by his friends. Cassie is one of Marvin's friends. She thinks Marvin is brave, and Marvin feels he has to prove his bravery to her. Nick, another friend, wants Marvin to go down Suicide Hill, even though he knows his mom wouldn't let him because it's too dangerous. Everyone challenges Marvin to ride down Suicide Hill. Many other kids, like Kenny, try to scare Marvin by telling him he might get his shoelaces caught in the bike. Others tell him he might break his legs. Others tell Marvin that he is too scared, since he has never even ridden his new bike. Marvin is conflicted by his fear of injury, fear of even coming to the hill and being made fun of by his peers. Will Marvin find the confidence to ride down Suicide Hill? I like this story. I think it is realistic. The author wanted to show how peer pressure and challenges kids face. The author showed how kids feel they need to do things because of peer pressure, like saying no to drugs and believing in yourself. I like the way the author wrote the book. He used languages kids use. I like that Marvin rode the hill himself and completed the challenge. The author is very good at describing how Marvin felt, his heart racing and having difficulty breathing. The plot was interesting and believable. Marvin hoped his parents wouldn't allow him to ride down Suicide Hill because then he wouldn't have to make an excuse to face this challenge. I think most readers would be able to relate to this story and have felt nervous and had to deal with new experiences. I learned to always believe in yourself. This would be a great book for kids that lack confidence in trying out for sports teams to learn to believe in themselves.